Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Christ the King. Amen. Tim and I were high school buddies, football teammates, college roommates, and we were best men for each other at our weddings. Tim got married. He and his wife, Roseanne, had a little girl. Kathy and I were so pleased to be able to attend the baptismal service and the dinner celebration following. We had brought a gift that required some assembly. Now, Tim and I were reasonably skilled with tools and with constructing things. We had put together grain bins. We had worked on silos. For two summers, we built houses together in southeastern Minnesota. So putting together things was fairly easy for us, and we attacked this little baby stroller project with gusto. It was gusto that evaporated pretty quickly. Our intuitive way of putting together things wasn't working so well. Why wasn't this thing going together? Lots of head scratching and wonderment. And finally one of the women says, Why don't you look at the... You know, I heard the word and I think it was all female voices that said it. Directions, we scoffed. We know how to put things together, thank you. And that led to more wonderment and head scratching. So finally we found the... You know, we were so stubborn. We thought we could do it all on our own, and we weren't going to listen to the wisdom of others. We could just as well have taken that direction booklet, tore it off page by page, and thrown the booklet into the fire. You could have named us Jehoiakim and Jehoiakim Jr. Jehoiakim wasn't about to listen to the wisdom of God as presented to him by Jeremiah and Baruch. Jeremiah had been instructed to take all the words of the Lord and write them on a scroll. Our Wednesday morning Bible study in this past year spent months with the words of Jeremiah. They are hard words and full of woe for the people. In today's lesson that you saw and heard, we hear of God's harsh anger and wrath at his people. Jehoiakim is the king of this people, king of the people of Judah. He had heard about this scroll of Jeremiah, so he sent one of his people to go get it and to read it to him. As you might imagine, Jehoiakim didn't have much time for words that condemned him and condemned the people. So as this scroll was read, he would, every two or three or four columns, take his penknife, slice it up, and throw it into the fire. He didn't need the wisdom of God, thank you. He was all on his own. It was just as worthless as directions putting a baby stroller together. Well, how did that work out for Jehoiakim? We read in the Bible that God just instructed Jeremiah to put another scroll together. And the truth of Jeremiah's words came to be, no matter Jehoiakim's burning them or not. And as for Jehoiakim himself, he was deposed from his throne by the Babylonians, suffered an unseemly death, thrown over the city wall without even being buried so that the birds and the animals could pick at his body. Maybe King Jehoiakim might take back this little penknife maneuver if he could, cutting up Jeremiah's scroll and throwing it into the fire. Since we know the rest of the story, since we know that Jeremiah's words did come true, we look at this incredulously and say, oh, Jehoiakim, what are you doing? You're dealing with the words of Almighty God here. But then we can take a look at ourselves and wonder if we don't do a little bit of the same. We have not been given a scroll. Instead, we've been given a Bible that contains the written word of God. We take that seriously. Only a couple of Sundays ago, we fulfilled many baptismal promises by handing out scores of Bibles to children of this congregation. We gather every Saturday and Sunday, and more often in this place around the Word. As youth are confirmed in our place, they choose a specific piece of the Word that will be read in their rite of affirmation. People read the Bible regularly. They join Bible studies. But then we are challenged by that word. And we find ourselves sitting with Jehoiakim at the fireplace, cutting off the pieces that we don't like and throwing them into the fire. With arrogance like the arrogance of King Jehoiakim, we believe we can ignore anything that we want to ignore. God, I love you. You know that I love you. I love your church. But that love your neighbor thing, you know my neighbor. And we slice off a couple of pages and throw it in the fire. God, you ask us to be generous, and you know that I am a generous man. I spent all Black Friday shopping for great gifts for my family. No, nobody is more generous in my family than I am, and you know that I am helping my niece with her new business. But you know those freeloaders who want to get stuff, you know, housing and food, they shouldn't get any of my money. They should work for what they get. And it's like we have forgotten the place where Jesus says, as you do this to the least of my brothers and sisters, you have done this to me. And we just slice off another page and throw it in the fire. Oh, you get the idea. We can be pretty selective when it comes to hearing the Word of God. And lest you believe that pastors and church leaders are immune to this, I will tell you, you are wrong. We are as quick with our penknives to cut out those things that we don't like. So how is that going to work for us? Oh, it didn't work for Jehoiakim. In fact, it didn't work for anybody. Which is why God said he was going to do a new thing. We have read about that new thing in the 31st chapter of Jeremiah. God said that he is going to give us a new covenant. Not a covenant like the one that came out of slavery in Egypt, carved into stones and then transferred to scrolls. But this covenant would be written on the people's hearts. The law would be written on the people's hearts. People would know God in their hearts. From the least of them to the greatest, they will know me in their hearts. God's new covenant continues. I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Jehoiakim can slice up as many scrolls as he likes. We can play as fast and loose with the word, the written word, as much as we like. It is not going to change the immutable will and word of God. There are all kinds of websites and movements that are designed to ridicule God. Easy to go on YouTube and find clips that make fun of God and the Bible. That's okay. Kings and entire nations have attempted to bury God and the Word. They haven't succeeded. They never will. Because God has chosen to do a new thing. Even for a people in Jeremiah's day that were entirely corrupt. God decided that he would send a new covenant, that he would send a son who would become Christ the King, a king whose kingdom is not of this world. Kings and rulers and brilliant people are going to try and slice that up and throw it into the fire. Not going to work, because we worship Christ, Christ the King. Amen. Hymn 865, please rise and